Hello and welcome to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. I'm your host, Adam Friedman. Today's topic, Constitution 101, Amending the Constitution. And now, your daily dose of legalese. This podcast does not create an attorney-client relationship with any listener. In other words, although I am a lawyer, I'm not your lawyer. In fact, we barely know each other. If you need personalized legal advice, contact an attorney in your community. This is the 14th installment of a new series on the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. For more on the Constitution, you can check out my earlier episodes on the Legal Lad Constitution page at quickanddirtytips.com, as well as my new book, The Naked Constitution, What the Founders Said and Why It Still Matters. Before I get into the details, I wanted to let you know that this podcast is brought to you by Pro Flowers. As of today, it is 6 days until Valentine's Day. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, oh, crap, then you need to order flowers now. Pro Flowers is there to save you. You can get 1 dozen red roses and a free glass vase from my friends at Pro Flowers for just $29.99. You get flowers that are classic, a romantic gift. And for my listeners, you can upgrade to long-stemmed red roses and add gourmet chocolates and a spa kit for just $10 more. You just need to add my code, LEGAL, when you order. I can tell you that Pro Flowers does an absolutely great job. The flowers arrive on time, they look beautiful, and they smell just wonderful. Now here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal. You call 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention LEGAL. Or go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in LEGAL. That's proflowers.com, click on the microphone, and type in LEGAL. Order today. And now back to our episode. The Constitution of the United States is one of the most remarkable and influential documents in human history. If you've been listening to my series about the Constitution, I hope you'll agree that it deserves that reputation. However, the Constitution is not a static document that must be preserved without alteration. To the contrary, the framers of the Constitution envisioned that the document would need the occasional update and devoted an entire section, Article 5, to explaining the mechanics of updating the Constitution. Article 5 provides 2 methods for initiating constitutional amendments. The first method starts with Congress. If 2/3 of both houses approve an amendment, it will be submitted to the states for ratification. But there is an alternative. If 2/3 of the state legislatures apply to Congress for a convention to propose amendments, then Congress is obliged to call such a convention. The convention could then propose various amendments. Under either method, Congress or convention, a proposed amendment does not become part of the Constitution until it has been ratified by 3/4 of the states, either by vote of the state legislatures or by state ratification conventions. So far, only the congressional method has been successful. Of the 27 amendments that have been ratified, all of them started in Congress. Congress has come close to calling for an amending convention, most recently in the early 1980s when 32 states applied for a convention to consider a balanced budget amendment, just 2 states shy of the 2/3 needed. Today, there is a grassroots movement to promote an Article 5 convention. The most famous amendments are the first 10. Dubbed the Bill of Rights after a somewhat similar Charter of Liberties drawn up by the English Parliament in 1689. Oddly enough, Congress originally recommended a slate of 11 amendments, but one of them did not get ratified with the others. It was resurrected 2 centuries later and ratified as the 27th Amendment on May 7, 1992. It says that if Congress votes itself a pay raise, the pay raise can't take effect until after the next election. The 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments were ratified in 1868 and were designed to ensure that the newly freed slaves would enjoy equal rights with all other Americans. However, the amendments are generally drafted in race-neutral language, and they have been used to enforce a wide array of rights against state infringement. Most of the remaining amendments deal with not with rights, but with the structure of the federal government. It is because of the 17th Amendment that we get to vote directly for our senators, rather than having them picked by the state legislatures. And it is because of the 16th Amendment that Congress can impose an income tax, which was not part of the original plan. As for the least successful amendment, the prize has to go to the 18th, the Prohibition Amendment, which was ratified in 1919 and outlawed all intoxicating liquors. In 1933, the 21st Amendment repealed the 18th, putting an end to the era of bootleg liquor and the speakeasy. Thank you for listening to Legal Ads, Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. And thanks again to our sponsor, Pro Flowers. You can send questions and comments to legal@quickanddirtytips.com. Please note that doing so will not create an attorney-client relationship and will be used for the purposes of this podcast only.